This is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. So you want to get into the Peninsula Free Buy Sell Trade Facebook group. First, you've got to go through Rookie. Rookie, who's been going by that name both on and offline for years, is one of the group's administrators and de facto bouncers.
If you're in Anchorage, sorry. If you're in Utah, nope. Florida, I don't think so. So it's carefully guarded, so only people on the peninsula can be members.
To date, a whopping 18,700 Kenai Peninsula residents are members. Facebook groups like Peninsula Free Buy Sell Trade are popular all over the world. They function like e-garage sales. Someone will post an item they no longer want, a used couch, Halloween costume, phone case, some kitchen gadget, along with a price. Members who are interested can comment or message the original poster, and voila, you've got a deal. It's kind of like Craigslist or Alaska's List, but because it's coupled with Facebook, where members can see each other's photos and full names, it's less anonymous and more neighborly, says administrator Gina Kingry. It's also helpful for members who live in more remote parts of the peninsula.
Say like they're all the way in the Nilchik, you know, kind of keeps them in touch with people up here and see what people have to offer.
Kingry is one of the administrators Rookie brought on to help her manage the popular page. When Rookie was living in Homer over 10 years ago, she heard about a buy-sell trade group in Ketchikan and started her own for the Southern Peninsula. She wasn't working then and had more time to dedicate to moderating. When it became more popular and she moved to Soldotna, she created a new group for the entire peninsula, the current Peninsula Free Buy-Sell Trade page. She's also started other, more niche groups for items she's wanted to see on the market.
After a while, I had so many pages going. My very first group was the motorcycle group, where I had a book swap page because I was reading books like crazy. At a time, I had 12, 15, 16 groups going. And I'm like, this is too much. I can't do this. It was taking over my life, you know, years ago. Mm-hmm. So I just turned those pages over to people that were active on it and people that would report things to me.
She still manages the buy-sell trade group, but now that she's working full-time, she gets help from Kingry and a few others. While Rookie's never met them in person, she says they were avid users of the group before they became administrators.
When I first started, it was all, you know, like I said, I wasn't working, so my phone was always in my hand. It was always beeping, and now I'll go in there at least once or twice a day to just check on it. I don't allow people in anymore. The girls that I have are doing that because now you have to answer a few questions in order to get in there, just to be sure that you do, you know, live on the peninsula.
Rookie and the other administrators remove members if they're fighting or using foul language. They also make sure people don't post about items that aren't allowed on the page, like vapes or other things you can only buy with an ID. And you can't sell crafts or clothes or vehicles. Rookie's created separate pages, like Peninsula's Clothing Closet, for all those items that were clogging up space on the page. Not everyone was happy with the increased rules. Some members broke off and formed their own secessionist groups, Rookie says, like Kenai Peninsula Free Buy Sell Trade and Peninsula Buy Sell Trade Anything. Kingry says that she uses Rookie's group all the time. She sold and bought furniture, kitchen appliances, and tires.
To be able to recycle the stuff that you don't want, and it gives the opportunity to have somebody else use it instead of just going to the, you know, to the landfill, I think it's a great opportunity, and I think it will be around for a while with Facebook.
Sometimes the online world of the page will seep into Rookie's reality. She says she'll get approached by users offline.
For a long time, people were treating me like I felt like, I'm not a celebrity, but like, oh my goodness, Rookie, she's my friend, yeah. And they'd recognize me from Free Buy Sell Trade. But I think it's just silly. I'm just a stay-at-home mom with nothing else to do, so I'm on Facebook.
You can find the page by searching Peninsula Free Buy Sell Trade on Facebook. That's it for Econ 91.9. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.